5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Comes in now, right foot, left foot.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Yeah, it's called balling, Max.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Here we go, Thursday edition, Tommy Rockcliffe not far away, live from Adelaide, the studios over there, The Rock.
Nice.
And then speaking of South Australian legends, Stephen Kernahan.
Oh.
Back into the show, the big chip. What a superstar.
And he wants to just catch up with Rabs because Rabs plays that audio.
And he knows he plays it. Yes. He knows he plays it, but also he's got some beer to promote.
Oh.
A new addition to the CUB stable. So stick around for that. That will be amazing. A bit of, I see, topics Brownless, which not sure about. But anyway, all of that still to come. Hello to you.
Hello, James. Great to see you today. Hope you're well. Hope you're a happier man today and you laugh at the joke tonight.
I won't. You're going out of your way to pick garbage.
You're negative
and
already.
And then you collude with him and it's bringing the whole show down.
You're negative already. Guess what happens when you hang with negative people?
Become negative. I end up like you.
And great to see you, Rabbits. How are you?
Mikulski does well. Now he can ski. So can Shishki. We can all ski. Good run. Has a shot ski. Goal ski. 2-0 ski Australia.
Remember then when it was Smith or Jones or something? So I hope I pronounced that correctly. gold.
That'd be Billy Birmingham.
Exactly right.
Some of that out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's basically what it was.
That's exactly what it was.
Was that him then?
Yes. That's Billy right there.
That's funny how it reminded me of him.
That's it.
A time for a wrap-up.
Oh, I see, but...
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Another day in AFL footy, Jim, towards the end of the year, and another two retirements.
Yes.
Dan Hannabry at St Kilda will play this week, is going to retire after that. He plays against Sydney's old mob, Jim.
That's it, premiership player at the Swannies.
Exactly. Hasn't worked out, has it, down there at St Kilda for him?
Couldn't get his body going.
No. 17 games he played over 4 years, and that is a shame. He's had a calf and a hamstring and groin. He just could not get going. Good fella, Dan. So all the best to him against Sydney there.
Yep.
And Michael Hurley.
Speaking of good blokes.
Out at the Bombers, out at the hangar there. He has announced his retirement and he's going to play this week, which is fantastic. Yes, going to play for the Bombers.
Yep.
Mate, and I told you before, if you had a hip, any sort of operation, you cannot come back and play. So well done to him. He's played 193 games, number 5 pick in the 2008 draft. We had him on. He was really good, wasn't he?
Speaking of beauty. Got all the animals out there.
About 4 dogs or something,
things, yep. No,
so
good man. Very
all
good man.
The best to you, Hurls. On the other flip of the coin, Jim, or even the other side of the coin, Daniel Rioli has signed a new 5-year deal at the Tigers.
She's had a good year.
He has. 5 years, Jim.
Yep, been fantastic.
Off the halfback flank, kicking goals. Yep.
Speaking of, I don't know whether you plan to touch on this in your wrap-up.
Well, you'd probably listened and just make sure. You're jumping in.
135
games. Hang on. They've got him, of course. They've got a Morris Jr., Rioli.
Yes.
And they're trying to get Willie Rioli down there at Tiger.
Very good.
That'd be interesting.
Did you see what Simon Goodwin said today?
I did.
I think I'm quoting Simon Goodwin.
Please
here.
Quote. This is on Ben Rutten.
Yes, I think we all sit here as coaches and we look at that situation. And the one thing you want in our industry is respect.
Yes.
And I don't think Ben has been afforded that. I agree with him, Bill. Yeah. I think the way Ben Rutten has been handled is very, very shabby.
Yes.
Regardless of what happens now on,
yep.
I don't think that he's been his situation has been handled with any class at all.
Spot on.
In fact, he's the only class in the act with the way he fronted up and dealt with the players and prepares for the game on the weekend. Well done to him, but I couldn't agree with Simon Goodwin anymore.
So what do Essendon do then if Alistair Clarkson is there and they want him? How do they treat Ben?
How do they treat him?
Yeah.
Well, you don't knee-jerk off the back of one bad performance on the weekend and suddenly throw your coach out or put him in that position.
But all of a sudden, the best coach is available.
Well, best coach has been available all year, Bill.
Mm. I don't know what else they kind of do. Well, they've got to hold him, but also do we try and get Clarko?
No, if you're moving Ben Rutten on, then you look him in the eye and you have a proper adult conversation and you say, at the end of the year, we're going in a different direction. You don't just suddenly arrive within 72 hours and...
He'll get paid out, but you do feel sorry for him.
Is he the coach? Yes, he is, but he's not going to be after this weekend. I just think it's a very shabby way to treat someone who's been a good, upstanding citizen at your footy club.
Speaking of upstanding citizens, Patrick Dangerfield played his 300th game this weekend, Jim. Mm-hmm. 300.
Yeah.
Still going all right. He's got a couple of years left in him. Eight All-Australians, Jim. And the 99th player to reach 300 VFL AFL games. So
one of the all-time greats, big don't game. You?
LeBron James has agreed to a two-year, $97.1 million contract extension.
How old is LeBron James? How old is he?
Rabsy, you answer that.
He'd have to be nearly 40, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'd be like 30s. Yeah. Yeah.
So Daniel Rioli signs on at 5 years at the Tigers for what are we saying, $3 or $4 million? And LeBron signs on for 2 years for 97 million. So there you go there, Jimmy. And the NRL Grand Final, Rugby League.
Yes.
Thank you. Is going to be played in Sydney.
You sure?
Yes. There was some talk it was going to go to Queensland, but it's in Sydney now, Jim.
Queensland are about to get dumped on with rain again. What are those things off the coast called? El Nino?
El Nino.
Yeah, they're about to cop another one.
Well, you know who's had a lot of rain also? Perth.
Yes.
I don't think it's El Nino over there because it's...
I don't know what it is over there, but Queensland are about to cop another one, is what they're saying.
6 minutes, Raps.
Mm-hmm.
Righto. Does that mean we wrap it up?
Well, I can see the rock.
Do we wrap the wrap up?
Look at him down the, down the line.
You know
preparing.
Why you can see him, Jim? Because you couldn't miss him.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I had a haircut. I'm looking good.
You're not.
Tom Rockliffe, not too far away.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to speaking to Tommy Rockliffe, see how many are going to the lunch. There's 13 booked in last week, Jim, so we'll just see what happens there.
A few more by now.
I tell you what, Jim, it's a magnificent day today, a great day. Why you know why?
Yes.
Because the reno that I've been performing has finally finished.
Performing, yes.
Today.
Yes.
It's been a couple of months.
Yes.
And I tell you what, I love the tradies. You meet a lot of tradies along the way, Jim, and they're all good blokes. And they're all very important in their own little way, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
But I'm going to open the phone lines, 133353, and ask.
Right.
Who is the most important tradie? Who is the most important tradie? Because I'll give you a run here, Jim. The builder, right? Just say his name's Chappie. He walks around. He's the
that's
king.
That's because it is his name.
Yeah, he's the king of the jungle. He's the alpha male, Jim. He just walks around and tells people what to do.
Yep.
Has his boots off all the time. And to be honest, doesn't do a lot himself, okay? But he's the big boy. But then you've got the plasterers.
Mm-hmm.
But they all come in. They do a great job. Well, they've got bad backs, the poor old plasterers. Then you've got the tilers who have got bad knees. But they're good. They're important, Jim, because you've got nice tiles.
That's it, Bill. Yes.
Especially what your missus picks out. So you've got lovely tiles to put down.
Yes.
Then you've got the interior designers, who are very important, and Lisa's done a great job there. The plumbers.
Yes.
You smell like poo-poo. You've got the sparkies. You've got the cabinet makers.
Mm-hmm.
All very well-measured and very nice gentlemen till you get their invoice. So they're very important.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a favourite myself, Jim.
Right.
I've got a favourite, and I think this bloke was very important in my job. The corker.
What?
Adam the corker. He comes in late in the show when it's all over nearly, and you got all these little holes or whatever down the side of the wall or in the bathroom.
Yes.
The tiles don't kind of fit together.
So the whole job, that's your best tradesman?
Without doubt. Adzi has come in and he puts his corker stuff in, Jim, and it's magnificent. It looks magnificent. Joins up beautifully. I love the corker. And the cleaners are there today, so I'll give them a cheerio too. They're important because they just clean everything up.
Thank you.
But I believe...
Are you aware of what a cleaner does?
I think the most important tradie of everyone out there is the corker. Right. He seals it and he delivers.
I see.
So 133353.
Right.
Who is the most important tradie?
And why?
Well, that's why they'll ring and tell us, I assume. We got a prize?
Two tickets to the Boxing Day test on Boxing Day, if you don't mind. Thanks to Cricket Australia. A ticket for you and your dad. Treat dad to the perfect day out this Father's Day. Search Cricket Tickets for more information.
Who do you say, Jim, off the top of your head?
Well, my brother's a Sparky, younger brother, Robert. So I'll say Sparky because that's his line of trade.
Righto.
And if you get that wrong, Bill,
yes,
people can die.
I know.
Mm.
But the corker. You cannot beat the corker.
All right, 133353, ring us now.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, I'm going to move on. Who is the most important tradie, Jim? That's what we're asking here. Yes. 133353, because the renos are all done. It's looking magnificent.
Mm.
And I've gone with my favourite tradie, Adam the Corker. He's good.
He's a corker.
He's a corker.
Righto,
he is,
yes,
a corker. Dave's there in Werribee. Righto, Dave, who is the most important tradie?
Sparky's our mate, for sure.
Why?
Oh, it's written in the Bible.
Where?
The very first line. And God said, in the beginning, let there be light. And the Sparky said, not till after smoko.
That's it. That's it. As I said, Dave, my younger brother Rob's a Sparky and a very, very important.
That's not bad.
If they don't get their stuff right, Bill, the rest of the joint can't work.
That's it.
Tam, stay there, Dave. Tam's in Pakenham, eh, Tam?
Tamika.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
G'day, Tamika. Are you a tradie?
Yes, I sure am.
Good on you. What do you do?
I'm a cabinet maker.
Oh, geez, you're expensive.
Be busy at the moment, Tam.
Yeah, very busy.
All right. So why are the cabinet makers the most important?
I was going to say the lady tradies are the most important.
Ah, all right.
Yeah.
The detail, when you made a comment there, saying all the gentlemen.
Yes,
yes.
You shouldn't have said that,
picked
Jim.
Up, Tam. That's Bill being a misogynist.
Cabinet makers are very good.
Yeah, and there's now a lady tradie on the block I saw, Tam.
Yes, there sure is.
Yeah, brood.
Good on you. Tamika, she likes to be called, not Tam.
I think Tam works for Tam. Yep. You're happy with Tam, aren't you, Tam?
Yep.
Of course she is.
Yep.
Stay there. Tommy's in, Layla.
Hello, Tommy.
How you going, gentlemen?
Oh, the painting, yes. I love the painters. They clear
No, you don't.
Why the painters, Tommy?
Listen, because you got to look at it. You sit down at a table, you sit down anywhere, everything's painted, mate. Everything's done, everything's nice and clean, everything looks fresh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm listening to you going on, Sparkies are the best, plumbers are the best. You don't see none of their work. Half their stuff doesn't work. Don't get me started on the Sparkies, all right? Police patch, another wrong hole. Boom, police patch.
I love it.
JB, I know your brother's a Sparky, but God help us.
Yeah. I like it.
The joint has lifted since it's been painted. It has lifted another notch.
Thank you.
It smells nice, Jim.
Johnny's in Mildura. Johnny?
Johnny.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are you?
How's Mildura?
Oh, yeah, a bit drizzly at the moment.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
A bit of drizzle, but that's good because I just fertilised the garden, so bring it on.
Perfect. What do you do?
I'm a tiler, mate, and I tell you what, Billy.
Yes.
The amount of bloody CRAP that we have to navigate with gyp rockers, just gyp rock the wall, don't worry about straightening them, which the chippy should do. Then we're going to try to lay flat tiles on a wall that looks like a friggin' boomerang. Don't even get me started on the concrete. Some of these ladders look like a friggin' skate, whatever you call them.
Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're going to try to make tiles sit flat on there. Oh, strike me pink.
Strike's
got his eye in.
You got the pads on your knees. Make
well, you
sure
have
that,
to.
Yeah, my knees are about the only good things on me. My shoulders are buggered because everyone wants these 600x600 tiles up the wall to the ceiling. I'm nearly had enough.
I like it, Johnny.
Too much of 600x600, Jim.
Well, on
too
the wall
much.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. Brock in Ballarat. Hello, Brockford.
Brocky.
Brock.
I reckon chippies have to be the best here.
Why?
Well, we do everything right.
Oh, no.
He built it, then we keep everyone.
Well, yeah, right.
No lie from Ballarat.
My chippy, it broke down. Jim, they haven't paid. my chippy thinks he's the boss. You know, he walks around.
Well, normally, I'm generalising here, but normally a builder is a former chippy. So Chappy, who we
that's right.
both
we
know,
yeah.
he was a chippy
yeah.
back in the day.
So they are important, yes. Absolutely. They are very, very important. Yes, we've got another call there we can't see.
Yeah, we've got Nat from Gagebrook.
Nat!
G'day.
Where's Gagebrook?
Gagebrook, you know, Bridgewater, Gagebrook.
Nah.
Where, Bridgewater in South Australia or
on
here?
On the way.
No, Tassie.
Oh, right. Tassie.
I see, Nat.
Well, are you a tradie, Nat?
No, but I think a plumber is the most important tradie.
Why?
Because without a plumber, we're all up the shitter.
There we go. That's it. Been working on that one for a while, Nat.
Oh, Nat. Good work. Yes, they are important, Jim.
Bridgewater and Tassie.
Yeah, not great. job either, being a
plumber.
No,
I wouldn't be keen to do that. No. That's not what you want to do.
You wouldn't do it. Imagine
you. I'm not doing that. What are we giving away, please, Rabbits?
Double pass to the Boxing Day test, day one, if
you
don't mind.
South Africa, by the way, who Bill thinks have got the best attack in world cricket.
I'm telling you, I watched them last night. The Poms are 6 for 116, rain stop playing.
They're no good.
No, they got the left armour who is a...
Baz Ball hasn't worked in this
game. What's his name?
Just kept getting the timbers disturbed. Anyway, who wins the tickets?
No, the left armour looks like Bruce Reid, Jim. He's a star.
Who
Marco
wins
someone.
The tickets?
Oh, I don't know, Jim. No! I like the Sparky. Dave from Werribee, who came out and said, let there be light. It was in the Bible, so that's why the Sparky's the most important.
Yeah, Dave.
Good on you, Dave.
Yeah. Two tickets to day one of the Boxing Day test, mate.
Oh, terrific. Thank you very much.
And Johnny from Mildura.
By the way, just search cricket tickets for more information for those.
Cricket like Australia. That.
Yes.
Johnny from Mildura.
Johnny.
Trying to put 600 by 600 on the wall all the way to the ceiling. Buggered his shoulder.
Shoulders are stuffed.
Johnny.
Treat yourself to some grilled, mate. $100 voucher headed your way.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks, boys.
On you, Johnny.
You won't be able to resist the new mouth-watering saltbush and pepper onion rings from Grilled Bill. They're 100% natural, gluten-friendly and vegan.
All right. We've got the rock sorted. We've had a few technical issues with him.
Yes.
But I think he's good to go now. Our man.
He was at lunch.
Oh!
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I am seriously going to pick up this screen and land it on your fat head.
And right now we're joined by star of Triple M, Adelaide, Tommy Rockliffe.
He was good with the lip on the field.
Quarter kick three on the trot. Rocky gives it to him.
And now he's even better off it.
Brownless out, Rockliffe in for the Rush Hour. JB and the Rock.
Please welcome Triple M's own... Tom Rockliffe.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Rock. I don't know if you've heard the jokes lately. If they don't improve, that could be the lineup starting next Monday.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's not only Billy that's in trouble. If Rabs keeps pressing that button for good jokes, he's in trouble as well.
Don't go down the gym line.
They both are. They're drinking their own bathwater, these two.
Mates, Rock. Come on.
We are mates, but you can't keep giving Bill ticks for them. They're horrendous jokes, and they need to stop, Bill.
Oh, thank you, Tom. How are you going over there?
Yeah, very well. Bit of rain's blown in, so...
How about that for a question? How are you going over there?
Well, I was looking at something and then I had to say something. So, how are you? All right?
Yeah, good. It could be a wet showdown this weekend.
Well, number 52 showdown, of course. And Adelaide have won three in a row now. Mm-hmm. Port, nice win, 84-point win. So, should be a good game, this one. And it's Port Adelaide's home game?
Yeah, Port Adelaide's home game. So I'd imagine that they'll pack it out. I don't think there's any general admission tickets left, so it's just a matter of the members turning up. They might get 50,000 there for Robbie Gray's farewell, potentially the greatest Port Adelaide player.
That would be a fitting way to send him off. He has been a superstar. They look like they've turned the off-field thing around a little, Rock, too, because this time last week it was all looking a bit wobbly, and now Ken's back and everyone's happy.
Yeah, the messaging was always the same, that Kenny was safe. Kenny was safe, and then David Koch decided to throw a little bit of fuel on the fire on last Monday and said that there'll be change, or if we don't improve, watch out. So threw a spanner in the works, but then reassured him on Thursday that he was safe on Channel 7 News, I think it was, in the end. And now he's away, and they had a really good win on the weekend, but I'm not sure what they came up against. Essendon were as bad as I've seen. I actually flew over and did that game for Triple M, and they were as bad as I've seen.
Because there's also reports that he could end up at North Melbourne.
Well, there is. I think he's safe. I don't think he's going to go anywhere. He'll see out his contract. They're still in the sweet spot. I think they'll bounce pretty well next year. They've had a number of issues this year. You don't want to make excuses for them, but their form hasn't been that bad. They played the top four teams and got within two goals of each of those teams. So I'm sure they'll be looking for a huge showdown. Their players are coming out pretty strong this week and question Adelaide's culture pretty strongly.
They've had a poor year.
Yeah, they certainly have. I think everyone
you
expected
can't say
them to
they
be...
haven't had a poor year.
No, yeah, and I said there's excuses for it if you wanted to make them.
Well, every club's got them.
I won't make excuses for them, and I don't think they will. But I said their last 6 weeks, they've only won the one game, but four of them were against top four teams, and they pushed them to two goals.
Sitting 11th. It will be an interesting watch, though, Rock, because modern footy club sort of practice is that you don't let, certainly don't let a coach you want to hang on to get into his last year. So, I feel for Ken Hinckley because we all love him. He's one of the great blokes, Kenny Hinckley, to deal with from outside of the fence. Obviously, the media, he's a ripper. But it'll be every week until they make a decision, he'll be asked about what's going to happen at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be horrible next year, I think. I think he'll be coach, and if they lose a game, it's going to be sack Hinkley from the fan base and whatnot. So it's going to be a challenging year for them, but I think they're up for the challenge. We know that Robbie's retiring. I don't think there'll be a heap of list changes. They'll potentially have a fair bit in their salary cap to bring in. So they've talked about Dunkley, potentially Brody Grundy as well. We know he may be on the move if he wants to come home to South Australia. His brother played at Port Adelaide a couple of years ago. So there's a little bit to play out in the off-season, but as we know, it's a circus this time of year.
They seem to have too many forwards. They can't work that out, can they, with Marshall and Georgiadis, Dixon, Finlayson was a forward and doing well in the ruck. They just can't work that out.
Well, yeah, Dixon was out for the start of the year, and then they've tried a few things in the ruck throughout the back half of this, and I think they've got their right mix now. Marshall's come on, Georgiadis, Finlayson, and Dixon as well.
Of course, as you know, Rock, being Adelaide royalty, I have got fingers in a lot of pies, including Port Adelaide pies. And my mates over there who are mad Port Adelaide are very excited about Jace Burgoyne.
Yeah, he weighs about 60 kilos, so about a third of Bill. And he's been really good since he's come into the mix this year. They didn't expect him to play, and he's been really good since he came in. So I think he'll just go strength to strength. But I want to talk to you about the last showdown. I've got a little story for you. I don't know if I've told you, JB or Bill.
Come on. Well, this would be good, right, eh?
After the last showdown, there was a bit of controversy around who won the medal. We know that Dawson went back and kicked that goal after the siren. And one of the very few times that Fox Footy have flown their commentators over this season for the call, and I think it was round three, and I was there, first game on the boundary for Triple M, and it was excitement. The Crows won. I went and interviewed Tex Walker, went over to the Fox Footy team to say good day to the boys, Matty Pavlich, Nicky Del Santo. Shake their hand, said, "How you going? How exciting was that?" And Big Chief Dunstall's walked over beside him. I put my hand out to shake his hand, turned his back on me, and gave me nothing. He's like, "Who is this fat little kid from Triple M trying to speak to me?"
Gave nothing.
Donuts. You got donuts out of the Chief.
Is that normal from the Chief?
No, he's a lovely bloke.
That's very normal.
He's a lovely bloke.
That's completely normal.
I tell you what, he's a good judge of character and picks it up really, really quickly. Chief is very good at that. So he's worked you out very quickly, Tom. Don't go anywhere. Oh, you got something on. Maybe you can. What are you doing?
No, Bill.
Oh, the buffet's waiting, but I'll hang around.
I want to know what happened to your studio last week.
Got hot.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Buddha, he should have won one or two Brownlow medals. Come fourth twice.
So no, this is a bit
come second four times. Yeah. The other way around.
Second four times.
Right now, the Baron of Benalla joins us, Tommy Rockliffe.
He does. Oh, he's big in Benalla. Big anywhere, actually. But now, Tom, has Dersma kicked a goal this year?
Yes, he has.
Is he still doing the bow and arrow?
Yes, he certainly is. He pulled it out a couple of weeks ago.
I haven't seen him kick a goal, and I was wondering if he gave it away because he hadn't been in great form. So he's still going with it.
Yeah, still going with it. You got to watch footy to see that sort of stuff, Bill. And we know that you got sacked from special comments, and I think the quiz might actually be on its way out as well. It needs to get the arse after the weekend.
You see, in the week, it just stopped.
It just stopped.
The answer was
second time of the year.
Just say Josh Kennedy. So, you win the prize.
Well, it's interesting, Rock, because he goes over to Adelaide to do a cash job when he should have been doing his actual job. So he was doing the Saturday rub from the studio that you're in now, the Adelaide studios.
Wasn't cash.
We're sitting in the commentary box at Marvel, Rock. We've got fat, stupid, round head. And as the rub was getting on further and further, his head was getting shinier and shinier, and there was sweat dripping down his face. I'm roaring. Have a listen. Never doing this again.
He looks hot.
Bill looks hot. Yakka workwear, McDonald's and Remot water. Train wreck quiz.
Look at his gut.
He's sweating. Footy.
Sweating.
Jeez, those shakes are doing well.
So, Rock, can you let us in on why Fat's head was so shiny?
Well, you know that he was on Dead Set Legends, and you gave him that great story to run on the rub, and he shot early, which is not the first time he's done that.
True.
He went with that story early, and well, I was worried about him because he was over here promoting those weight loss shakes, which is embarrassing.
Nice
he's put on weight since he's been promoting them.
Yep.
So I thought, what can I do for him? How can I make him lose a couple of kilos? So I thought, well, we might as well put him in a sauna for the Saturday rub. So as he wandered back out to go through the form guide or whatever he does on his prep for the Saturday rub, and I just cranked the heater as hot as it could go in the studio.
That's it.
and just walked out and left it for him.
Yep. I love it.
No, well done, because I had no idea that had happened, obviously, Jim.
And, no, I knew and, you didn't have any idea.
And you obviously told Bernie, Rock, because Bernie kept saying, "You're right, Bill, you're looking hot," and all that. And I'm, you know, "Oh, shit, I am hot." And I didn't realise. And I thought it was the sun coming through the window, because you're up nice and high there at the Adelaide studio, no blind.
Huge, great big sweat patches under his armpits. Right. Well, like, it was horrible.
I was sweating like a...
Yeah, sweaty man.
Yeah, sweaty
yeah, you
man.
Were. I'll finish that for you, Bill.
Thank you, Jim. And, mate, so good one, Rock. That wasn't bad, because it was like a sauna, and that's what I probably need.
Well, I was just doing you a favour, and there's one bloke I spoke to, Jim. He actually knew you during the week.
Yes.
It was Jared Neesham.
Yes, good
he was
man.
He was your footy coach at Claremont.
Well, he
back
would have
in
told
the,
you plenty, Rock. Oh,
yeah. In the late 80s, early 90s. He said he wasted a lot of time on you.
Rock.
He told me that you were one of the least skilled players and most frightened players that he's ever seen.
Rock, now you can tell the truth, because you made that up. He's a great man, Jared Neesham.
That's what he told me.
I was picked when then Jeff Miles got bloody dropped from the Eagles. The end of me, Joffa. I was playing centre half back.
I'm the Joffa, and I'm
back
off
to the Rezzies.
That's what he used to say. I'm the Joffa.
No, he should be. He should the Queen's Birthday honours. He should be included
you
in
talk
there.
Highly of him.
What
you,
he has done in the Indigenous space with the Clontarf colleges is quite simply extraordinary.
I was wondering, Rock, you and Bernie were having that big Triple M lunch over there in Adelaide. It's going to be huge at a big pub. I think the pub holded 250 people.
Holded.
Yes, mate. Plenty of spaces for everyone, for the Adelaide supporters, for the Port Adelaide supporters. When we spoke to you on Saturday, you'd sold 12 tickets. 12 tickets. So how many have we sold at the minute?
Well, there's been a little bit play out from there. So we got up to 14, but then 14. Robbie Gray announced his retirement on Tuesday, and they're going to use that venue on the Sunday for the boys. So unfortunately, it won't be repaired by the time we have to go to air for the show on Thursday. I think
that's
they're
the worst excuse I've ever heard. Could have gone with a COVID one. So you sold 14 tickets and they've cancelled it.
Yeah, we sold 14, had to call it off, Bill. So we decided not to push on. You said that you did a sportsman where you had 10 people there, you and Dougie Hawkins.
Yeah, and we went down, sat at their tables, actually sat on the table with them and spoke to them directly.
And took full fee.
No, we had to halve the fee. Poor old Doug. He was on 300, he got 150. Oh. But 14 people.
Dead set legends. You're going to be changing the lineup a little because Cal Ferguson's heading over to India, as I understand it.
Oh, Callum.
Yeah, he's about to jet off in the next couple of weeks. So we've got big Travis Head coming on board. So I know that you have a good relationship with him, Bill.
You will, because his nickname's Empty. Empty Head. So I can't wait till you two get together, Jim.
Well, we're going to do a little shuffle when we do the overnight sport, and he's going to do the tennis names. How do you reckon he'll go there, Bill?
Now, one thing you learn if you can't pronounce words like yourself and like Cullum and like Bluey and like Empty
Bill.
Head and like Fat, don't pronounce the names. Just say the, like you did. I remember watching a sports report you did on Channel 7 Adelaide. The Russian girl was good. She beat the girl from Britain.
As if I did that.
Yeah, I'll pull it out.
I tell you what you should do with Eddie, by the way, is do the show from his joint one time.
Oh,
my
very
God.
Nice up there.
Where's
what
he live?
What the hell?
Where's he live?
He's up above McGill Estate, I think, above the winery, and looks down over all of Adelaide.
Empty. He's in the state for Fair. Empty.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Well, he's a very good batsman when he gets going. Wow, he's hard to get it. Righto, so what else? Anything else, Rock, as we sign you off?
Nah, just a showdown. I think it's going to be a huge game. And Robbie Gray, what an absolute champion he's been for a number of years. And Port Adelaide's best player. So hopefully they all turn up. But might run into you at the Christmas drinks this year, Bill, over there somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be good. Give me a yell out if you're coming. I'll fly to Perth. But is Robbie Gray Port Adelaide's greatest ever player? Yes.
He said that now three times.
Yes.
Yeah, for the fourth time, yes, he is. In my opinion, he is. I think what he's able to do when the game's there to be won, he turns it on its head, and he's won, what, 5 showdown medals now, 4 All-Australians. To come back from what he came back from, cancer, and then he was All-Australian the next year. I think that's forgotten a lot with Robbie Gray, that he actually went through a cancer battle, came back, and was All-Australian next year.
Got his eye in now. Kane Corns, he have to be up there?
I think 300 games, but I think there's a fair few in front of him. I think his brother would nearly be
Bill.
In front of him.
300 games, Kane.
You
forget
that.
And a fireman.
We are saying goodbye now to Tommy Rockcliffe, our man. Good to see you, Rock, always.
Who's good on you, thanks for having me. Player.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I don't understand how you do that.
You get paid for it. Now, Jimmy boy, some other news here. This is a very good news story here. Ben Rutten, who's had a terrible week, under the pump all week, and he announces Michael Hurley, who announced his retirement,
yep,
will be playing this week.
Last opportunity, all right, for us to get out and train. All right, let's embrace the conditions, prepare ourselves best we can for this week's game. Okay, is an important game individually for a club, but it's also going to be an important game for Rick. Yeah. So if you got one more in your hurls.
I think Rick is Michael Hurley.
Yes.
I hope it is. But yes, that is fantastic. Well done, Michael Hurley. 193 games for the Bombers. Been a very, very good player, and he'll play his last game there. Former North Melbourne coach, Jim, David Noble, will assist St Kilda in a post-season review of its footy operation.
That's amazing. I saw that.
Yeah. So,
what do you think of that?
Well,
having just been removed as the senior coach from another club,
yeah,
would you, if you're Brett Ratten and the footy department at St Kilda, you'd be going?
Well, Rats is okay, I think. But it's someone outside the footy club, I suppose, they're thinking. And he's a very good footy mind, footy head.
Yep.
But if
it's just optics of it, it seem a bit weird to me. Do they to you or not?
No, not too bad. I don't mind. I don't know David Noble, but he's got a lot of...
There's no problem with David Noble. What I'm saying is to have a person who has been sacked as a senior coach of another club and within that same season be included as part of a review of another footy department.
Yeah.
It jumped off the page when I saw it.
Right, football operation.
But I'm with you. I think he's got a lot to offer. So it's not a personal criticism.
If the Saints would have won on the weekend, would they have a review?
Well, good footy clubs review anyway.
Yes, that's true. So, inside. Yep. Hey, what about Alana King, the leg spinner, all-rounder for Australia, who's playing in the English game of the 100 ball?
Yep.
Yeah. She took a hat-trick the other day. Mm. First person to ever take a hat-trick. Guess what she's done now, Jim?
What?
She's delivered 10 consecutive deliveries in two blocks without conceding a run.
In the 100.
In the 100. So 10
Which
deliveries.
Is half of a T20 game.
Well, mate, that is unbelievable.
It's amazing. Yeah. Yep.
So she is flying. So South Africa, I told you about that. England, 6 for 116 at stumps.
Yep.
Rain washed that out. And their attack is very good. I was watching it last night. Now, Kiss and Gene Simmons have touched down in Melbourne.
My mob.
What do you call them?
Kiss.
Chris, you called them, Jim. But they have landed, and I tell you what, they're just so happy to be back home. And we find out who Gene supports.
It's just good to be home. It really feels like that to us.
And if they're playing, maybe catch a game by the Blues. You never know.
You're a Carlton fan.
Well, you got to watch Gene Simmons' Family Jewels and see the whole story. They'll tell you.
How do you know that?
I didn't know that because I suppose
Got a big match this weekend, actually. They could do with your support, Gene.
Don't start something you're not going to finish. We might be there.
You might be at the Carlton game.
Might be.
An exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
Do you reckon they will?
Remember when they came onto the footy show a couple of times and they were fully made up? They were intimidating.
They were.
They'd stand next to us and you just couldn't stop staring at them.
Well, they got the high heels on the shoes.
Absolutely.
So they were tall.
The tongue.
Amazing.
The tongue. Mm. How long did it take to
dress up? When they used to come out just before they performed and we'd have all these photos taken, you literally couldn't stop staring at them.
No, you couldn't.
They were very nice men, weren't they? All of them. They're very friendly.
Foss loved them.
Jeez, they were weird to look at.
They were.
Right, we got Rosie coming up.
Absolutely.
With some nice feedback and also
put
some
your hands
music
together
news.
For Chris. Kiss, I should say.
Oh, you like that, do you, fat?
Get that right, Jim.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
A budding genius and a blooming idiot. And guess which one I am.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Hey, Hose.
Hello.
I got a little bit of feedback myself. You know how sometimes in pursuit of the latest, greatest thing, we forget how good the old things, the established things are?
Yep.
I went to the Stoke House today.
Oh.
I haven't been there for a long time.
Upstairs.
Frankie and Sharon Van Handel have been running that place superbly for
years.
It was magnificent.
So I haven't had proper lunch up there since it burnt down, but I believe that they've redone it. I've been downstairs, but
the food was superb.
Institution.
Who was getting married there and it burnt down the week before?
Lee Montagna.
Yeah, Joey. Oh, yes, Joey and Aaron were getting married.
No, great Melbourne icon. Now let's get to feedback.
Okay. Mm. The joke. Happened? We've had three this week.
And they've all been very good.
Mm.
Don't you get negative like someone in the room.
I'm not getting negative. I'm just reading out what other people have suggested.
Yes, right.
Some are worried that you've had a stroke.
No, no doubt about it.
And some are worried, James, that you're about to have a breakdown.
Oh, no, I can't have it.
Yesterday.
Well, even Tommy Rockliffe pointed it out, how bad they've been.
This is true, and he knows how bad things are. Oh. Tony Raff has sent us a message also saying from yesterday's joke, because we put up a video where we had to beep you out significantly.
Yeah, well, these two, I can't have either of them.
And Tony said we needed the unedited version. No, that is never, ever, ever going
even
to see the light of day.
That's spot on.
To help you out.
Yep.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, these two. God. No,
I hope you had a think about that.
I can tell you how bad it was. Even Keith McGowan was offended.
Actually, I used to work with Keith. He would have been
offended.
No, and that is really saying something.
Not enough Keith would have been, to be honest.
I'll tell you some stories off air.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He wouldn't have been offended.
A bit of rock news around.
Oh, yes.
Now, I do this thing on Listener, LISTNR, that comes out every Friday called Rock News. If your favourite Triple M rock is a podcast, you'll get me in your ears at about 1 o'clock.
Good.
Midnight Oil, as we know, are winding down their big touring schedule. So they've been overseas, coming back to Australia, had to cut some shows off because of COVID. They're doing a rescheduled show in Melbourne at the Palais Monday, September 12. They will play their 10-to-1 album in its entirety.
Wow, that is cool.
Released in 1982, it featured Power and the Passion, Read About It, and...
US Force Together.
Barry Stoner.
Barry Stoner.
Every time I hear that, that's Bazza.
Short memory. Unbelievable album, that.
That's him.
Just a start and finish. One of those rare albums that you played the whole way through.
Absolutely. So they're doing that in its entirety, Monday, September 12. And then on Wednesday, 14th of September, they've just announced a show called One for the Road. They're playing the whole night on their own, no supports.
Wow.
It's an extended set. They're playing classics from every single album that they've released and EP. So it's going to go for maybe 3 hours, long time, you'd expect. Yep. Tickets are on sale Monday at 10 a.m. Go to frontiertouring.com/midnight.
They are a brilliant live act, the Oils. Yeah. So if you haven't seen them live, you absolutely should before they finish
up. Now, if you're in Adelaide, lucky you. If you've never been to Adelaide or would like to go back and visit, lucky book your accommodation now.
Why?
Because Harvest Rock is a new festival being held at Rimmel and King Rodney Parks, you know, at the east end of the city.
Yes.
It will feature Sam Fender, The Black Crows, Courtney Barnett, Goanna, Tones and I, UMI, The Avalanches, The Living End, Crowded House, and it'll be the only Australian appearance for Jack White of the White Stripes in 2022. That's amazing. Cool. Held over 2 days. Harvest Rock will be on Saturday the 19th of November and Sunday the 20th of November. Tickets go on sale 9 o'clock Wednesday.
Love the Black
Crows. That's a big...
Black Crows.
Black Crows are actually playing in November. Down here. Next to the Stokey, next to the Palais.
Oh, yeah.
And the Crows play there too in Adelaide.
Thank you, Bill.
They keep going.
Did that just happen?
No, no.
Okay, Taylor Hawkins, as we know, passed away. He's the drummer for Foo Fighters. Yes. There's some tribute shows that are just weeks away. There's been an announcement of additions to the lineup and how you can watch the London show. London is Saturday, September 3 at Wembley Stadium, featuring Liam Gallagher, Chrissie Hynde, Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, Rush, Brian May and Roger Taylor from Queen, so many more. You can watch it in Australia live on MTV YouTube channels, and then the full thing will be on Paramount Plus.
Is there any thought of him being replaced within the Fooies?
Don't know. I would still like to see Dave Grohl do it up front.
Yes.
Someone else on
guitar. Like the lead singer of the Romantics, who was also the drummer.
Or Phil Collins.
Cram.
It's rare. Cram.
Yeah.
Cram.
It's rare.
Your mate.
Black Betty.
it is rare.
It is
the
rare.
The Eagles. What was his name?
Yes, old mate.
Old mate who sung
that one.
Sticker on the back of a Cadillac. He was also the drummer. Come but it doesn't happen very often.
No, it's very hard to do. You have to have dexterity.
Mm.
Do you?
You couldn't do it.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Good. Couldn't and also wouldn't.
That's it for now.
All right. Nicely done, Hose.
Good work.
What about this? Stephen Kernahan.
Oh, no.
Stixy.
Not far away.
What do you call him?
Chiphead.
But everyone calls him Sticks.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's in Adelaide. I knew him back in the day, and he is a fine gentleman.
I'm going to ask him.
Big fan of the Rush Hour. Big fan of Triple M footy.
Oh, yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want to laugh with him, but I can only laugh at him.
We're joined by Glenn Alg and Carlton legend Stephen Sticks Kernahan.
Our next guest holds the record for the most goals at Carlton.
And every player on the mark of North Melbourne is waving, and he's put it right through the centre, and that is the mark of a champion, and Stephen Kernahan has kicked a great goal, a captain's goal.
He won two flags with the Blues and had one of the best celebrations of all time in 1987. Which we're definitely, absolutely not allowed to play.
No.
But, No, no, he doesn't ring you, he rings me.
Please welcome Stephen Sticks Kernahan.
Many say the greatest blue ever.
Yes.
And he joins us now, the big man, Chip Kernahan. Good to see you.
Boys, great to see you, lads. What an intro. I can't ask for much more than that.
Dixie, in the studio, Jim.
That kick after the siren that was in that intro, that was against North.
Yes.
The final round. And Donald McDonald, how many did you kick, 10?
No.
Eight or nine, or whatever it was, playing on Donald McDonald.
Hepburn or
they
someone?
They play it every now and then, they got the full game. And every time, it's what's that, 40 years ago, really? I still ring Donald and say, he's wearing number four. He's only the best forward in the comp. Could you get somewhere near him?
So I reckon he tried to elbow me, punch in the head, kick me a whole lot that day. But I think he was off me by half time. But great man, Donald.
He's a good man. Very, very good man.
Great to have you in the studio. Big forwards. They win games, Jim. Well, we can have all that.
Stephen did.
Well, what? How many? 738 goals.
That's it.
441, that's 1,170, 80 goals between us. That's not bad, Stixie. But I reckon we first
learned...
You've
used me, Bill, instead of Gary.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the rubber band will come out in a minute. Don't worry about that. But, Stixie, we first saw you was that time when you played against Victoria. Remember all the big days, South Australia versus Victoria. And you kicked 10. This bloke comes along, gangly bloke, and you tore us apart. How many people want to talk to you about that game?
not many. I think people forget about the 80s, Bill. But, yeah, they were good days. Those games were outstanding, weren't they? The blokes of our ilk, only blokes remember it. But apart from playing finals, they were the best games I've ever played in the 80s. When SA, obviously, there's a better league over here, depth-wise. But I think our best 20 South Australia in those days was as good as the Vics. So
we thought we were the best, the Vics. But, yeah, these blokes like McIntosh. Yeah. Craig Bradley, well, whoever they were.
Clayton,
those super...
McGuinness, McDermott, Greg Anderson, the Jarman brothers. Oh, yeah. I mean, that midfield, I didn't bat really deep. It went the whole way. I reckon there's about 15 blokes going through the middle.
I know. They were on a Tuesday night, from memory.
Yeah.
Footy park.
Yeah.
Full house.
The only drink I had, JV and Billy, I only drank Saturday nights after the game and Tuesday night start games. That was it.
Was it? How'd you go? Because I think you kicked 10, but you lost, didn't you?
We lost by 4 points that night.
Oh, yeah. And he's kicked 10, the big fella.
But you also played, so that was your, well, not for South Australians, because they were all aware at Glenelg of how good a player you were, but for everyone else, that was your sort of coming out introduction. And you also played when Wayne Carey introduced himself.
He did. I played with him that day. I'll never forget that night. I think both of us had a reasonable night together, and I said, how good's this young kid coming up? So I always knew how good he'd be. We had our eye on him all the way through.
So we got, I've got 95 final up here. 21-15, 141 to 11-14-8. So he got belted by 60 points in a granny.
What year?
1995.
I can't remember.
Do you know, JB, that we were that busy celebrating halfway through the last quarter. I think Geelong kicked the last five of the game.
Did they?
I don't actually... To get that fact, not to rub it in, Bill.
You were 90
points up. No, you're rubbing it in.
We're a long way up, yes.
And I think I kicked two or three late, real late. And then it looks all right with three or four in the scorebook.
I think Bill's finals record is a lot better than this crew gives it credit for.
It's not the grand finals. It's sort of when it really matters when you did nothing.
Let's talk about Sticks. How did you get to Carlton? Because you also, the year you came to Carlton, Braddle's come along and Peter Motley, three stars lob at the doorstep. How did you, because you were supposed to come over a bit earlier, weren't you?
Well, they're on to us since 15. Shane O'Sullivan was knocking on my door, Carlton, a list manager or recruiting guy in those days. And I was happy playing at home. I didn't come till I was 22 because I didn't leave my mates. So McDermott, McGuinness, all my Glenelg mates, and home was home. And in the end, we won a flag. I thought I'd better come over and try and do it. But I was always involved with Carlton. But Motts was with Sydney and Braddle's with Essendon. Ooh. And somehow, right at the last juncture, the three men up at Carlton and Johnny Platt went to Hawthorne. Him and I meant to go to Carlton. So,
mate, look at this. He played 116 games for Glenelg, which is spelt the same way forward as backwards, Jim. And 251.
Palindrome,
that's it. 251 with Carlton. So 367 senior games, kicked 1,004 goals. But the other bloke was Craig Bradley, who played 98 at Port Adelaide back in the day. And 375, he played 473 senior games.
And I reckon he played 20-odd state games, so I reckon he ran at about 500.
But also, then he also played first-class cricket. He played for South Australia. Did he play for Victoria?
He played for both, SA and Vic, His first year and a half over here, he played for Vic.
What's happened to Braddles? We haven't heard from him, actually.
But he's a man of few words, Braddles, isn't he?
I think he's down at the Kew Golf Club every most afternoon, if you want to get down there, guys. Yeah. I see him regularly down there.
What a star he was. Oh, Jesus, yeah. Had some good players.
I mean, that bloke, he finished it. He cracked the shits when he got the arse at 39, which is unbelievable. I think Dennis had to get Rossi. Dennis Page got Rossi Lyon. Yep. Dennis didn't want to do it. He didn't want to kill Bambi, as he put it. Yep. And he got Ross Lyon to do it. And subtly just said, Brattles, I think it's time to give the young kids a go. I think Brattles pretty upset. Ooh. I still reckon Brattles thinks he can get 30 now, which is probably about right.
He's the same as Boomer.
Mm. Yeah.
Boomer played 400 and whatever many games and wasn't happy. No. And I said to him, Boom Boom, you played 430 more than most people who draw breath. You've had a decent go at it.
And he's still there training with him now.
Of course he is.
He still looks fit enough, and it's like Greg Williams and Brattles down there. They still think they're the best kicks down there ever now.
What we've got, do we need to get to a break, Rabbits?
Yes.
What I've got here is, it interests me.
Yes,
it's from the CUB stable.
Carlton Draft.
And it's got to do with the Carlton Football Club.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not Prides of the Fleet.
No.
And I want to get to the bottom of why not, because if you've had anything to do with them, normally they're Prides.
Well, it's a CUB product, so I'm happy with that. I'm a Crown Lager man and a Carlton Draft man. There's nothing better than a Carlton Draft pot on tap. Those cans are a magnificent
Bill
product.
We'll talk about them in a minute, Stixy or Corey.
I've seen 5 Prides per hand. I've seen 10 come across.
I've seen 12.
Well, yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Crocs are back.
They've always
they
been.
They say they're back.
Rolling blades.
Rolling blades.
And we're joined by Stephen Sticks Kernahan.
Now, the last time I ran into you properly was in Perth. You had a big Carlton function over there. Oh. And the great Ken Hunter was there, Peter Bazusto. I'm trying to remember. That was royalty.
Buzz.
And, you looked like you had your eye in you lot.
Buzz has been
in the casino, JB?
Yeah,
was
it was.
Where we were?
Yeah, they were.
It was Darce with you, I think.
I reckon the big Duke was there, but the holding court, the great man.
Buzz has been in a good paddock, hasn't he?
We might have had a paid engagement over there that day.
Oh, got the envelope sticks.
We just ran into the boys after they'd finished. We're just sort of mopping up at the end of the afternoon.
Good on you. Well done.
It's very good.
The nicknames. Sticks?
Yeah.
Well, how'd you get Sticks?
Well, it's not a great one. David Glasscock called me that. I went on a trip with him when I was a kid, about 19, and I was 80 kilos and 6'5" with pimples and ugly head. And he called me Skinny and Stick then, and when I didn't come to what I was 22, so 3 or 4 years later, so it still stuck when I got there with Stick. So I don't answer to Stephen, I just get called that. I'm stuck with it, can't do anything about it.
What do you call him?
Chiphead.
Chiphead.
Yeah. Chiphead, started with Johnny Platt. I roomed with him in Ireland once for a month on those garlic flea trips. And I was at Macca's every morning getting chips. He said, "You're a bloody chiphead." Look at it. And JB's gone on with that. Chris McDermott has gone on with it, and JB's gone on with it.
That's it.
Corey?
The 3 blokes.
What are you called, Corey?
Nah.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
McElroy?
Who?
Oh, that's on Wikipedia. That's
what are you on about, Fat?
It's on Wikipedia. Now, tell us about the cans of beer, because it's interesting you're launching them now. Probably should have waited till the finals, maybe. What's going on there?
The story was they did a social post when we were 10-4, looking make the finals. Yes. We've sort of fallen over a little bit on the way back through. And they said if we got 10,000 likes, they'd do this for us. And finally, as it happens, we've got to beat Colin to get in the finals, as we know. And they put out 5,000 cartons of these beautiful Carlton Draft beers in a beautiful navy blue and white.
Mm.
And they're there everyone can get them on www.carltondraft.com.au. So get your own. They'll go quickly.
They will.
Get them pretty quickly. I got a nice carton last night and had one on the way to bed.
What, one carton?
No, I had one can on the way through.
Because how good are the Carlton fans, by the way? Aren't they up and about?
Yeah, they are. Trying to keep them back. Well, I think they've come back a bit the last few weeks.
Yes.
I tell you, last week knocked us around, Bill. That was.
How did you lose that? Where were you and what were you doing?
I saw a lot of Melbourne. When Charlie Curnow kicked that goal with just under 3 minutes left with 7 points in front, a lot of the Melbourne people walking out where I was. So that was. A lot can happen, can't it? And you know, you learn along the way, but, geez, that was hard to handle.
I tell this story regularly, Chip, about the fact that you and I and the great, late Jimmy Steins used to sit in those commission meetings and we'd all be the naughty kids up the back.
So 3 presidents.
Yeah, they had the table settings, or where you sat at the table. And so Jeff Kennett and Ed and all, they'd all be up the front near the main action. And then the 3 of us would be parked down the back.
Yes.
And they'd get long and a bit complicated at times. And every now and then I'd just look across and give it the Chip. What the f*** does any of that? You'd go, well, I got no idea. And Jimmy would go, well, I got no idea.
I think I'm just about done too, Bill. And didn't we, Jimmy? We sat at the back there feeling very slightly out of my depth. The back there a few times.
What was your input? What did you vote on?
Jeff Kennett, though, was Mr. Chairman. Can I just to the board, to the chairman?
Through the chair.
I'd go, Jeff, do what you like, mate. You do anyway.
That's it. And you'd go for about an hour and a half.
And I thought the meeting was meant to go for an hour and a half or two, and Jeff went for an hour of it. Ed probably went for half an hour.
And then what, Ed? So
well, then Ed'd have to have his half hour.
We love Ed, don't we? We love him. Yep. He's a great man. But when he gets on Collingwood, we just used to, whenever he spoke, he'd just venture into that Collingwood area, and then we'd just be sitting back there going, shit, here we go. We love it, Ed, we love you, but you just segue into Collingwood often.
I love it. Now, the club's got, it's in good shape. You did a lot of amazing heavy lifting when you were there, but you must be pleased, even if it doesn't work for you on the weekend, you must be pleased with the momentum that Carlton have back behind them.
Well, it's a lot better. People ask me success or whatever this year, whatever it'll be, but no matter what happens on Sunday, but I tell you, it's a lot better taking my kids to the footy nowadays than it was this year. Because early on in the season, some of the footy we played was red hot. And last week we had three pretty good midfielders out, and Melbourne are pretty well full strength. We pushed them all the way. So I just reckon we've improved loops and bounds. Vossie's got a good crew there, got a great coaching cast with him. And we've got Cookie there as Billy, your ex-CEO. He's a great man. He's settled off field. We've got a new president, mostly new board members, and Greg Williams, the first paid finance director of the Carlton Football Club. Who would have thought dudes would find a way to get paid in that job? But it's all settled down there. And I think Michael Voss, I pray we've got a 10-year-plus coach. I really do. I think he's been fantastic for the footy club. He's respected. He's got an aura. And I think he's got our blokes up and away, even though we've, had the last 6 or 7 weeks, we've been a bit hot and cold. But last weekend, I thought we came with something. If we can come with that again, we'll be dangerous.
All right. You used to drag, of course, as the big man. You used to drag the opposition's best defender. Who was the biggest meathead? Who used to club you in the back of the head? Was it Spud? Like, who of all the blokes you had to deal with week in, week out?
Danny Hughes?
Well, Danny Hughes is a nightmare because I had him in Adelaide as well.
Oh.
Danny Hughes, you guys would remember him, right? Well, you remember Danny Hughes? You take a mark and about 5 seconds later you get this punch in the nose from behind.
Mate.
It just was always a long way behind.
Giggle when I remember me, imagine me running up. He'd giggle, go bang. Yep. I go, we haven't even started, mate.
Him in Adelaide. He came to Melbourne as well. He did it over there, but he was a bit slower. He got slower quickly, so we lost him again. But, I mean, Mickey Martin was pretty good at. He's a dangerous player. The great Spud who we think of a lot, especially in this room here.
Footscray, what was his name?
Rick Kennedy.
Rick Kennedy. Now he's the nicest bloke you'll ever meet.
I was 86 kilos when I got to Melbourne, 22. I was 101 a year later, but that first two times I played at Western Oval, I'm going, who's this? This bloke's trying to kill me every second of the game with eyes spinning.
Mate, he was mad.
He was twice my size, and you're right, he's one of the nicest blokes. As a Neil Barham, they're all nice blokes off the field, those nutcases, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Barham, you're a very good man, not a nutcase.
He's actually here. We're about to see Barham. How many meals did you pay for on Lygon Street in that golden era?
We had some nice people down there, and I'll never forget, we take all the wives and the girlfriends in the early days and go and have a pizza by the meter at Salvatore's. Up to where Johnny Carlo's up the road. We knew everyone. The only problem is, JB, nowadays, later as you get older, they can see you. You're walking down, they see all our mates in Lygon Street, because 3 or 4 of the restaurateurs there, they see you going to someone like Denise.
Oh, no,
they cut
cheating.
A bit rough across the road.
You're cheating. So
boys come in here.
Who was the best player you played with and against? Only one.
It's
a shocking question.
Williams, Bradley, Silvani.
Yes. William, that order? Yeah,
three.
That's a pretty good threesome. Yeah.
And against?
Against. Best player.
Well, look, Dunstall, Ablett and Lockett were special, and then Wayne Carey, of course. I can't, those blokes are Gary Ablett Jr. It's like saying who's better, Witten or Skilton, isn't it, in the old days? Yeah. How do you separate them? But what a pleasure it was to see those blokes in the Wayne Carey.
The big forwards, mate.
Just banging the fellas. I could just imagine Dennis Parker. Yeah. Fellas. When you get it, just kick it to Wayne.
Straight away.
Just kick it to Wayne, fellas.
Don't waste any time. Yes. Just kick it there.
Son. I'll do it too.
What about my better half? I nearly had her at North.
No, she wouldn't have gone.
I don't think she was ever going to North.
Sounds like
I nearly had her at North. And then we went to the Hall of Fame And Big Chips just wandered over and dropped the arm around her and then Diesel's
come
in. Worked
her over and just brought her over.
That was the end of it.
We're working on our patron sort of deal with her at the moment. JB, I'll let you know when that comes through.
It just went to water. She did. I've never seen anything like it. She was just pathetic.
Well, it's fair to say he's batting a little bit above where he should be.
Don't worry about
rude
that.
JB.
No, it's not being rude at all. He knows himself.
What? Australia's luckiest woman.
30-year-old too.
Sticks, you are a legend. So how do people get hold of the Carlton Draft, Radzi? Where do people need to go?
CarltonDraft.com.au.
Yep, available from midday tomorrow. There's only 5,000 limited edition slabs. So baggers, make sure you get on CarltonDraft.com.au.
They're a good-looking thing.
Navy blue. They're a great can.
Collector's item, that'll be.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, good to see you always.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour on the Listener app and on your radio.
Tomorrow, Neil Balm, brag artist, idiot file.
Wow.
But Balmy is one of the great chats.
He's got a book out.
He has got a book out and he's a terrific footy person. So we talk to him tomorrow. I'm up in Brisbane getting ready for the Lions and the Demons, his old mob. One of his old mobs at the Gabba. Melbourne, I think. I reckon Melbourne might win that game. They've got a very good record against Brisbane for some reason. They play well against them.
Brisbane have got a very good record at the Gabba.
They have. No, it's an each way.
Right.
That one. All right, now, Bill.
Yes. 3 from 3.
No, you're not. You're 0 from 3. Rabs just keeps hitting the wrong button. So get it right. Even the great Stephen Kernahan said to us off air before, the jokes need improving.
Did we get any feedback from what he said last night?
No.
Naughty.
It was accurate.
Naughty,
that's what
naughty,
it was. It was
naughty.
Accurate. So boy. Get a better joke out today.
Righto.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Righto.
Can't believe this, Jimmy boy. Thieves have stolen 20 crates of Red Bull from my local supermarket, Jim.
Right.
20 crates of Red Bull.
Yes.
I don't know how these people sleep at night, Jim. I just don't know how they sleep at night.
Bill. Are you at the moment? I want to ask you a proper question. At the moment,
Jim, they're on Red Bull. It keeps you up all night.
Are you
keeps
trawling?
You up all night. Gives you wings. Jim.
Are you trawling through jokes, thinking I'm going to find the absolute worst one because I know it'll annoy Jim?
Someone likes
it. Is that
it.
What you're doing?
Someone likes it.
Yeah, but he's close to an imbecile.
No,
he just laughs at anything. You could read the bloody dictionary out, he'd start laughing. Are you actually going through jokes
or a thesaurus?
I'm going to pick out the worst I can find. Is that what you're doing?
I got the thesaurus joke, Jim. Throat.
Oh.
Yes! Another one, Jimmy! Four from four! Stick that up, Jim Quacker!
Says who?
Four.
Old lobotomy here. You're taking your cues from him.
Four from four. Four skin four.
Oh, my God. Look at the two ears.
Four.
Look at the two ears. How have I aligned myself with you two?